Welcome back to Sports Day, and thanks to Repco Authorised Service for Expert Car Service. You can book online at repcoservice.com, and it's fantastic to have this lady on your radio, Shelley Nitzky, who has been leading our girls in the T20 at the Commonwealth Games, and they have struck gold. Shell, gold medalist, how does it feel?
Yeah, it feels pretty good. It was a pretty special night last night to see the girls up there on the podium, so no, it was awesome.
Nothing left to win, Shelley. T20s, ODI World Cups, Commonwealth Games, it's the full set.
Yeah, I think it's probably quite a unique thing for us and for a team to be in that position. So we knew last night was a special game in more ways than one, and obviously the first Commonwealth Games, and to have a gold medal is really nice.
Yes, the boys couldn't achieve that back in Kuala Lumpur in the late 90s. I remember that well. They got silver against South Africa. But last night, let's be honest, it wasn't completely stress-free. You made 8 for 161, and India were travelling okay before being dismissed for 152.
Yeah, we were. We probably left a few runs out there. I would have liked to I think we could have got up to probably about 180. But yeah, obviously not to be, but they sort of gave us a bit of a scare with the bat and had a really good partnership through the middle. But the girls just hung in and pulled off an amazing win.
Now, tell me about the circumstances around Talia McGrath, because it was amazing when she took that catch and no one could go and give her anything because she had COVID. Is this what happened? Can you just tell us what happened here?
Yeah, it's pretty unique. I guess it's the way it is at the moment. So, unfortunately, T-Mac tested positive to COVID just not long before the start of the game. And but she's well, and she was deemed fit to play. And within the rules of the Comm game, she was allowed to take the field. So, obviously, with a few restrictions around her. So, but the main thing is she's fine. She's feeling really well and was fit and well to play. So that was sort of how we had to approach that one.
Shell, do you think just on that case of having COVID and being allowed to play socially distancing, do you think that is the way forward, perhaps in cricket where obviously it's a non-contact sport?
I think it's getting there eventually. They treat COVID quite differently in England compared to probably what we do at home. So I think it's probably moving that way. And, you know, obviously with outdoor sports, we saw last night it can happen and be quite safe. So I think it's definitely moving that way for outdoor sports.
Hey, Shell, I wonder, were you testing every day? And was that obviously the first time she tested positive? If so, yeah.
No, we hadn't been testing every day, so okay. She was just feeling a little bit unwell, but not too bad, and unfortunately was tested positive. So not a great outcome for T-Mac, but you know, luckily it's very mild, and she was fit enough to take the field.
Yeah, because I just reflect back to my own circumstance. I actually tested positive because I was a close contact on the Monday and I had no symptoms whatsoever, and it wasn't until the Tuesday night, so it wasn't until a day and a half after, that I actually got the flu-like symptoms and had the achy bones and the fever and all that sort of thing. So sometimes it can kick in a couple of days after you test positive.
That's exactly right. I think she was feeling, you know, she was actually feeling fine yesterday, and I haven't seen her yet today, but that's probably could be what's going to happen, because I know she actually didn't feel much at all yesterday.
Now, we're going to call her one of her own, but Beth Mooney, from a West Australian perspective, Perth scorcher at least, 61, 41, a bit of leather poisoning. We talk about what she's been able to achieve in the sport, and that was a critical innings in the scheme of things.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, Moons is just unbelievable in the clutch moments in the big games. And she had a great game in the semi as well, and has just continues to get the job done. And it's quite phenomenal in the T20 space, just her ability to consistently perform in a game that can be quite unforgiving at times.
Now, Meg Lanning being the skipper, and it says interim coach Shelley Nitzky. Are we going to see more of you in this vein? I mean, why does it say in the cricket release here from Cricket Australia that the interim coach?
Yeah, that's right. That's my title at the moment. So, there's a bit to play out in that space, and I guess we'll see sort of where that one ends up in the next couple of months.
Is the hat in the ring?
Potentially.
And so, Shelley, I know you just won gold in Birmingham. This team, it's quite extraordinary. And look, we often laud the performances of like the Australian Test cricket team winning 15, 16 Test matches in a row, etc. But this side, from an Australian perspective and what it's done in all forms of cricket, has to rank up there pretty highly. I'm sure you'd give them a massive tick.
Oh, 100%. Like, I think they've just, you know, obviously we've got some unbelievable players that enable us to be at that level, but we've also got a lot of heart and got a lot of fight, and I think this tournament we probably didn't have it all our way, and I think that's why we just keep coming out on top with that real belief and that real ability to hang in the contest and fight. So when you put that together with some pretty special talent, you get a pretty special team.
Just on the coaching situation, Shell, it's a lot of work, isn't it? I mean, for those looking in the outside, they might say, oh, well, there's some really talented players there, and being a coach of a cricket team isn't that hard. But the work that you do behind the scenes is extensive, and the territory that you cover, because we're talking about a sport that's global and there's a lot of travelling involved, it's a big job.
Yeah, look, it is. I mean, I've had some really good assistants with me, and I think it's a matter of using them, but there's a bit that goes on with you, a lot that goes on with your planning for games, and yeah, just the managing a group travelling around the world, I suppose, is a big part of it, and managing people. So it's certainly been a different role for me coming into head coach as an assistant before, but it's been really enjoyable.
With Shelley Nitschke, the victorious Commonwealth Games gold medalist in cricket. Shell, what's next for this group?
The girls have actually got a little bit of a break now. Some of them are staying around England to play in the 100, and then they'll be back sort of around September for some domestic stuff leading into the WBBL before a tour to India in December. So a little bit of a break from international, but still plenty of cricket going on.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Your time over there in Birmingham, we really appreciate it. Take care, Shell, and we'll see you when you're back here.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Shelley Nitschke, who's doing a great job. Interim coach. I don't reckon interim will be there for too much longer, to be honest, Skeet. I think that she is the lady for the job. And as long as she can negotiate terms, by the sound of it, I think the hat's in the ring. I reckon it is firmly in the ring. There's no doubt about that. Nice to have your company here on Sports Day. We will clear a commitment on the other side. Come back. And Chris Parnham will join us off the back of winning on Saturday night the Metropolitan Jockey of the Year Award.